Well, close to 60% of the 40,000 ballots cast towards Carroll County's transportation special purpose local option sales tax proposal over the last month were against the new 1 cent sales tax referendum, that proposal failing in Carroll County by a 19% margin. The T-Splost plan was offered as a way to fund transportation projects within the county and help offset costs paid for by the county's general fund budget line. It was expected to generate $82.5 million over a five-year period beginning in 2019. But with the vote counted on Tuesday, Carroll County voters told Carroll County government to work within their current means, and property owners may have been still smarting over property reassessments within the last couple of years that resulted in tax increases for many. Carroll County Commission Chairman Marty Smith, following the final vote count on Tuesday, said the Board of Commissioners will now be faced with some tough decisions.
Us as a board was counting on this right here. I think it was the best way to go. It's just hard to communicate our story, Colin. I've gone back and done the research. From 2007, the inflation rate of the dollar is up 17.2%. Our revenue has only gone up about 12% total. And right now, we're about $6 million short in the general budget to continue funding the things that we need to do in Carroll County, just simply because the revenue is not there. Most people do not understand that Carroll County has a floating homestead, so we lose revenue there. Even though we do the reassessments, we do not get the tax gain there.
Despite the vote against T-Splost, Smith says county officials have no need to panic. He says the county is in good financial shape right now.
We'll have a new board member coming on. We've got a retreat in the winter, 1st of February. We're going to sit down, but I'll tell the board first off, they're going to have some hard decisions to make on where we're going to go with Carroll County, because you cannot operate off the revenue that's currently coming in. We have not recovered. So we'll start those discussions, and my goal is to, I've got a consultant that said he's willing to come in and look at it again and give us some advice. But we've cut and done everything in the 6 years I've been there to get it to a manageable budget. Now it's determined, do we want to cut services or, you know, where's the funding going to come from?
Incumbent District 30 State Senator Mike Dugan defeating certified write-in candidate Ann O'Brien of Hiram. Incumbent District 18 State House Rep Kevin Cook defeating Pat Rudy. And U.S. House Representative Drew Ferguson holds on to his seat for a second term, defeating challenger Chuck Enderlin. Villarica voters approving the Sunday brunch sales of distilled spirits or alcoholic beverages at restaurants to begin at 11 o'clock in the morning on Sundays. Also, Villarica residents voting to allow use of tax allocation districts to encourage redevelopment in parts of their city. And in Waco, Byron Wright defeats Robin Dockery to serve the unexpired term left with the passing of longtime city councilman William Campbell. I'm Colin Worthington.